first back of Mai Mishnah Dalad, we continue with the coolest of the Mai. Ademai ma'avim boy, u'mishtachin boy, u'baruch olam, u'samnim olam, ma'fishim ha'isa olam. Ademai, since it is only midrabanan, and even though a regular Jew is not allowed to eat it till it takes off ma'isas, and the oni, a poor person, chazal will lean with the oni, and they said he can eat it the way it is without taking off ma'isas. Therefore, even for a person who is wealthy, he can use this for an Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumim, even though the idea of Erev Chatzeres and Tchumim is that he puts a piece of bread which is considered his food in a certain area, and that area becomes his area in Spekter Shabbos. We say that even though this wealthy person is not allowed to eat this piece of bread, but since he potentially can eat it, if he's matkir all his property and it will become an Oni, then he will be able to eat it, that's good enough, and it's considered something that's potentially edible, and he can use it for his Erev. Mishtatzen boy, he could also use it for a different type of Erev, which is a shitof which combines various chatzeros, courtyards. Each courtyard, let's say, has three houses, and they're all open to one common movi, one common alleyway. So these three chatzeros can make this shitof, and now all the houses and all the chatzeros could carry from one chatzer to the next and in the alleyway. Anyway, if they use produce of the mai, it would be kosher. To make this shitof, would be kosher. Mavorchim olav and zamin olav, one makes the birchas amozen after he eats the mai. And he makes a zimun. If one of the people ate the mai, he'd be part of a zimun. Otherwise, if somebody eats something that's not kosher, does not make a bracha on it. We paskin that if he ate it b'shogeg, then he can make a bracha achrayim. Now, frisha ma'isa orim, one could take off the ma'isas from the mai even if he's naked. By tevel vada, he cannot take it off when he's naked because he has to make a bracha, and one cannot make a bracha when he's naked. But here, yeah, anyway, he doesn't have to make a bracha, he just has to make a proclamation, which he can do when he's naked. He can take it off ben hashmoshes on Shabbos, even though one's not like to take the truma to maizes and ben hashmoshes. It's considered he's metakim, fixing up the produce. But the mai, they permitted ben hashmoshes on Shabbos. On hita maizes sheni l'rishon ein mekachlum. By regular truma to maizes, one is not allowed to take off the maizes sheni before taking off the maizes rishon. By the mai, if he did so, he wasn't over an aveira. We said before that oil which is used for smearing on one's body is considered like it's used for eating purposes, and therefore is chayiv and demai. If it's used for smearing kelim or other objects, it's pachur. So the gazi, the weaver, would put some oil on his hands to soften up his hands. That's chayiv because that's smearing on the body. The one who used to comb out wool, they would put some oil on the wool itself, or on the comb that he would comb out the wool, and therefore, since he didn't put it on his hands, but he put it on a kli that he was using, it's farther from the mind.